J+. Detecting and studying extragalactic globular clusters, the case of NGC 1023, by D. Brito Silva et al. Extragalactic globular clusters, GCs, are key objects for studying the formation and evolution of galaxies. The arrival of wide-field surveys such as the Jarvalamba Photometric Local Universe Survey, J+, offers new possibilities for the study of GCs. Nevertheless, GCs are not detected a priori by the data reduction pipeline of J+ and, due to its pixel scale, the standard techniques of GCs detection are challenged. To fill this gap, we develop a semi-automatic pipeline to detect GCs in J+ that can also be adapted to similar surveys. As a case study, we use data from the S0 galaxy NGC 1023 and we also study the stellar population content of GC candidates in the galaxy. To detect GCs, our methodology is based on source extractor and does not require a previous filtering or modeling of the host galaxy. We study colors and perform spectral energy distribution, SED, analysis on our final GC candidate catalog to obtain stellar population parameters. In NGC 1023, GC Finder identifies 523 GC candidates. We observe evidence of color bimodality in a few broad band colors but not on narrow band colors. The SED analysis reveals a clear metallicity bimodality and we observe that narrow band filters are very useful to constrain metallicities. We also identified a broad age metallicity relation as well as a wide metallicity distribution that are evidence that NGC 1023 experienced accretion events in the past. It is the first time this kind of study is performed with J+ data. By detecting GC candidates in wide-field images without modeling the light of the galaxy, GC Finder becomes considerably faster, at a marginal loss of centrally located GC candidates of about 7%. As GC Finder is entirely based on source extractor, it could be easily incorporated into automated software handling wide-field surveys. This was J+. Detecting and studying extragalactic globular clusters, the case of NGC 1023, by D. Brito Silva et al.